Next letter to Dr. Bansal, copy a letter to Christian Owen Twiss, TWISS, Arizona Health Science Center, PO Box 245077, 151 North Campbell Avenue, Suite 44092, Tucson, Arizona 85724. Regarding patient Samuel, Samuel, last name Vinci, Vinci, date of birth is 3/29/1941. Dear Dr. Bansal and Dr. Twiss, this is two separate letters of the pleasure to see patient Samuel Vinci in the office on 1/25/2013. As you recall, this is a 71-year-old Caucasian male. Initially seen by myself in the office on 4/26/2001 for value of chest pain, described as pressure and tightness. Period symptoms are period exertion related and they're associated shortness of breath. Period treadmill stress is known to be abnormal. Period discussion with the patient at that time regarding repeat stress testing with imaging versus corneal angiography. Period annual corneal angiography, Tucson Medical Center on 7/30/2001 showing 95% LED stenosis with 20-30% stenosis right coronary and the annual successful pizza in stent placement. Period pulse intervention stress occurring on 9/20/2001 noted equivocal second so after achievement negative workload, chief patient workload 10 minutes. Period recurrent symptoms on a repeat corneal angiography on 9/30/2004 showing non-obstructive disease, decision made to treat the patient medically. Period. He had a stress myopia on 11/6/2006 showing partial reversibility in the distal anterior septal walls, infraapical region as well as infrabasilar region. Period. Repeated corneal angiography at that time showed patent stents with non-obstructive disease and again decision made to treat the patient medically. Period. He represented to Sierra Vision Health Center with complaint chest pain. Period. Admitted at that time, period. Circadic enzyme nor to be negative. He underwent a stress acronym nor to be negative for just below ischemia. Period. He's been sitting well case follow-up, last follow-up on 11/28/2012, period, last function study. Was a stress occurrence on 4/12/2012, normally negative from juiceful skin, patient workload 7 minutes, period. You know, mild mitral stage, mild tricuspid stage, mild pulmonic insufficiency at that time, period. He presents today for follow-up, period. He is doing well, period, breathing in the same period, has any chest discomfort, per se, shortness of breath at rest, nausea and diaphoresis, neck, chest, arm pain, palpitation, syncope, orthotin, PND, exertional dyspnea, or edema, period. He has been diagnosed with lymphocytic cholangitis, period. He follows up at University of Arizona Medical Center for this period. Paragraph on physical exam, vitals follows, heart rate is 68, respiratory rate 14, blood pressure 126/72, weight is 189 pounds, height is 5'7", period. HENT is unremarkable. There's no JVD or carburetors, not a period. Heart is regular rate and rhythm. With a 2/6 systolic murmur per no S3 S for noted, period. PMI is non-displaced, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, non-tender, positive bowel sounds, period, external home dry, without cyanosis, pallid edema, period, pulse were intact, times four extremities, period. Paragraph, pressure number one, coronary artery disease status, post-PTC and stent placement, number two, mild mitral regurgitation, slash tricuspid regurgitation, next one, mild pulmonic insufficiency, next one, hypertension, next one, hyperlipidemia, next one, bicytopenia, next one, benign prostatic hypertrophy, next number, lymphocytic cholangitis. Period. Paragraph. Recommendation one, patient continue coma crisis, approve him a case. Patient number two, we'll check chemate in view of his use of diuretics. Next one, patient otherwise follow up in 4 months or prior as needed. Paragraph. Thank you much for allowing me to proceed care of this patient. Question concerns. Please have it to contact me. Sign this sincerely, Dr. William G. Elliott, D.O.